I'm not sure there's a better instrumental combination than contrabass set clarinets and analog synthesizers. Anthony Braxton, Richard Teitelbaum. I used to have a copy of this on LP, this Time Zones record duet, and then Black Lion put out on CD Silence and Time Zones, so it was Anthony Braxton, Leroy Jenkins, and Leo Smith, their record Silence, coupled with Anthony and Richard doing Time Zones, and I felt at the time that there was no reason I needed to own both, so I gave away the Time Zones record, and right now I can't remember at all who I gave that to. Mr. B-Lot? Paging Mr. B-Lot? Mr. Tudor? Who was it that I gave that to? I can see the house that I lived in when I made that decision, but I can't see who I gave that to in my mind. Now, we devoted a lot of time last week on The Unwrinkled Ear to Mr. Braxton in Composition 211, so it's only fair this week we give Sun Ra the time to let a long composition linger. So we're going to do it with the iconic Space is the Place. This is from 1972, recorded in Chicago. And sorry about you guys hearing a little bit of this while the last thing was going on. We were experimenting with the board, Matador Gladiola and I, and basically figuring out how to show Andrew that what he's hearing is not exactly what's going on. That's okay.
Space is the place. Thank you. the place. Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place.
Thank you.
Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place. Space is the place.
Space is the place.
Well, that was In a Blue Summer Garden by Duke Ellington, with Billy Strayhorn doing some piano action, both of them. Mea Culpa's just getting here. As they set up, we're going to listen to Sun Ra talk about Altered Destiny. It's the perfect intro to getting culpa'd.
I'm talking about equations. For a long time, the world has dwelt on faith, beliefs, possibly dreams, and the truth. And the kind of world you got today is a world that's based on those particular things. How do you like it? You have to judge a tree by the fruit, you see. And whatever people have been basing things on, it came out to be exactly what it is, like Iran and the students over there. And they're only products of what older people taught them, you see, because they really don't know anything except things they've dealt with in schools. And so they're products of the schools, and they're the products of religion. They're not really the products of themselves, because they just got here on the planet. So really, they don't have any right to express themselves on anything except through older people. Somewhere along the way, the older people, or so-called older people, made the mistake of not preparing the way for the so-called younger people. And the kind of world you got today is facing imminent destruction by beings from other spheres. Because the universe is very delicate, you see, and everything you do here affects other beings. Well, it is said it reaches all the way up to God and down to Satan. So if you're in between these two great forces, you have to be sure that you're doing something that is possibly pleasing to them. If you're in between two great forces, God and Satan, and you're doing something neither one of them like, you're in trouble. All along, every now and then, the cosmic forces drop down some words to man. Like, for instance, Reverend Sun Moon came over in America and said that America had to be very careful because God's agent had landed in America. And America was in danger of